Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. A little difficulty connecting this morning. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly, too. USA Prepares, thank you for being in class with us. Jason, thank you for engineering. Gwyneth's with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
You know, Gwyneth, I'm thinking about a terrible subject, and I think it needs to be addressed. I think it needs to be discussed. I have a feeling that no one other than USA Prepares is interested in talking about it, but it needs to be discussed because it's coming no matter what, and it's happened before. It's going to happen again. It's going to involve pretty much everybody. It's going to be terrible. I'm not looking forward to it. I'm not advocating it. I'm not saying, let's bring it on. What am I talking about? Gwyneth, what am I talking about?
I think you're talking about anarchy.
That's what I'm talking about. Anarchy. And so, class, Gwyneth is our linguist. She is deeply versed in the roots of words. Anarchy. Gwyneth, there's a patriarchy, there's a matriarchy, and there's anarchy, right? What are they? What are they?
Anarchy literally means, in ancient Greek myth, there were these creatures called the archons, and they were kind of, scary creatures that lived somewhere between heaven and earth, and they were the ones who dominated and ruled over humanity and all that was. So that was kind of a picture of what we're looking at when we look at the world today. That those archons are the rulers that rule over us. And so it came to be that the word archos meant rule or dominion. And so anarchy means without a ruler. It doesn't mean without rules. It means without anyone dominating you. That's what it means, without a ruler. And, it's going to be a very interesting situation going forward, because whether they know it or not, those who think they run the show are going away. Whether they think they are or not, they seem like they are absolutely, that you can't do away with them at the present. But they are going to be swept away. The Bible prophecy says that they're going to be swept away. And they're going to be swept away without anybody's hand. That is how the Bible says that they will be done away with, without human hands. And personally, I think that what will do them in is their own stupidity. Because they say that they run the show, but actually they don't know how to run anything. You get any of the politicians, any of the bureaucrats, anybody, and you put them in charge of something like a farm, like this farm, like my farm or your farm, and you say, okay, you have to live there. See you in 3 months. You would come back They would be skin and bone. They would not have known how to do anything. And if there was more than one of them, you know, if there was a group of them, if there was, like, for instance, three or four of them, and you went away and just vanished for 3 months, I can almost guarantee that when you got back, there would only be one there. And if you asked them, what happened to the other three guys that were there with you? You wouldn't get an answer out of them. And you might find up some freshly dug up dirt up the back or something, I don't know. They would do it. I wouldn't do anything like that. But they probably would. They probably do that to their enemies from time to time. But they'd still be skin and bone. Except for, you know, I don't know what they would have eaten in that 3 or 4 months. But they wouldn't be able to work out how to do anything. There'd be no crops planted. The chickens wouldn't be looked after. Nothing would be done. You know, the water tank would be empty. You know, there'd be no wood left on the forest floor at all. And half the trees would be gone. I can just about guarantee it. Because that's what they do on a grand scale. So why shouldn't they do it on a micro scale? Does that make sense, Vincent?
It absolutely does. And
they don't know how to run anything.
Let me give you an exclamation point. So I was working for a Fortune 100 company designing computer systems. I was a financial analyst at one point, right out of the university, and I was then promoted to designing computer systems. They thought maybe I might have a modicum of talent, and so I was promoted to design computer systems. And I was also, at the same time, pursuing a master's degree in business administration at night. So I was working full-time during the day, and I was working for my master's degree full-time at night. Kind of unheard of, going to school full-time and working full-time. Normally you can go do one part-time and the other full-time, or both part-time, but not full-time on both. But I did both of them as full-time. And so I got my master's degree in 18 months. It's a 60-credit degree. And in one of the classes, one of the instructors said, you know, to maximize your salary, you have to change jobs 3 times. You have to work for 3 different companies. You can't stay at the same company and maximize your salary. Because the next company will pay you more than your current company. And then the company after that will pay you even more than the second company. So what I did was I was reading the Wall Street Journal every lunch period in my office. I would just close the door and read the Wall Street Journal. And there was an ad for a computer systems, top level computer systems designer for the government. And I had just been promoted into designing computer systems in a private industry. So I put together a resume and sent it off, and I got a call immediately, and they said, hey, we need you to come down for an interview. And I was just kidding. I just wanted to see if it worked. I just wanted to see if I just finished my master's degree, and I wanted to see if it worked, because the instructor also said that if you get your master's degree, you can easily get a $5,000 raise. Now, $5,000 on top of someone who would be making around $10,000, that was huge, right? So I didn't want to go on the interview, but they pushed and pushed and pushed, and finally they got to the point where my salary, which I'd just gotten a promotion for $13,400. I started at like $11,600. They promoted me 6 months later to $13,400. And this government agency said, you know, we'll give you $16,000. I said, no, I appreciate it. Thank you so much. $17,000, no, I appreciate it. $18,000, no, I appreciate it. $19,000. I said, no, I really appreciate it. They said, well, we went to the Secretary of Labor, and we got an authorization to give you a $1,000 moving bonus on top of the $19,000. I said, geez, that's really hard to turn down. So I accepted the position. Now, here's what this was. This was a position where they absolutely positively wanted me as the employee, because the guy I would be reporting to was an administrator. He couldn't do the job. He had the job, but he couldn't do the job, so they had to hire me to do his job. Well, it gets worse. So he was the administrator of this whole unit. I was the new guy, younger, making more than he. Because they literally went to the Secretary of Labor to get an override to pay me more. Because they thought they absolutely positively had to have Finelli. Well, my boss was so frosted that I was making more than he was, a lot more, that he demanded to make as much as I made. And here's a guy who didn't know how to do it.
Oh, boy.
Absolutely true story. So when you yeah. talk about you know, leaving some government person in charge of a farm, you are absolutely positively right. They don't know how to do anything. I called Gwyneth, just to flesh this out, tell you how bad this is, class. I mentioned that I called the Industrial Development Authority in our county, and I thought, you know, they work with industrial development, whatever that is, and I thought they might be interested in our plan for education, what we do here at USA Prepares. They have so much money, they don't know what to do with it. So I thought, well, you know, maybe they would help us educate the people around here and the world and put our little county on the map. So I talked to this guy, and they give grants. They give money to businesses, you know, startups. But they only give money as grants to startups that are not-for-profit. And they said, are you a not-for-profit? I said, no. No, we are for-profit. Not that we're greedy, not like we're Apple Computer or Verizon. No, it's just that we don't want the restrictions of a not-for-profit. We want to be able to turn on a dime. But we're not really interested in making a profit. We're interested in education. They can't help us. This is the Industrial Development Authority, and they only give grants to not-for-profits. Now, maybe some of you know of a not-for-profit organization that makes something. I don't think there is such a thing. There is no steel company that makes a product that's not for profit. There's no automobile manufacturer that makes something that's not for profit. There is no business that makes anything that's not for profit. Unless we're talking about, you know, these big churches, and they make promises, and they're not for profit.
Oh, boy.
Tell me I'm wrong. I'm open. I'm open to constructive criticism. So anyway, bottom line is, you're right. You turn over anything to a government organization, and they will destroy it. Absolutely destroy it. And I said to this guy, I said, you know, y'all, I was there when y'all gave 60 grand or so to the Laura Ingalls Wilder house because they wanted to put some electricity in their parking lot for people who came to visit them with campers. And you gave 60 grand to the Baker's Creek Seed Company because they wanted to steal farmland from their neighbors and straighten out the road so people would have a less curvy experience on the road going to Baker Creek Seed. I remember that. So, you know, you've given money for frivolous things. But how about something important? They're not interested. That's government. We'll be right back.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead.
Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah.
Rolling Stones, and that was written in 1967. And it was their most political song. I lived through that era. I was in high school at that time. The Vietnam conflict was raging. The news reports stated the daily casualties of our young men who were killed fighting for who knows what. And there were anti-war rallies going on throughout the world. As a matter of fact, the anti-war rallies in France were so vicious that Charles de Gaulle went into hiding, and it looked like there was a possibility that the government of France was going to be toppled. These things have happened in the past. I am not advocating this. My position is exactly what Mick Jagger said, the last two words of that song. Get down. Get down. Quote. Get down. End quote. Now, I looked up what that means. Get down means lots of things. And to me, it only means one thing, not these other things. Get down in the urban vernacular tends to mean let's get on with it. It means I'm with it. I'm for it. I am saying that that's not what it means to me. Get down to me means, like if you were in Vietnam and someone said, get down. That means get your head down, get down on the ground. Bullets are flying. Get out of the way. That's what get down means to me. It means don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. There are people who, in broadcasting, said, a former friend of mine is one of them, that he was going to the Capitol January 6th. I said on the air, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. It's the dumbest thing you could possibly do. Don't do it. Don't be part of this. You don't need to be killed for a protest. Makes no sense. And so that song is about the poor boys. And there's nothing we can do. We'll be right back.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Justice Department asked a federal judge late Tuesday to refuse President Trump's request for a special master to review evidence the FBI took from his Florida home. A judge will decide on Thursday. President Biden at a campaign rally in Pennsylvania, the uniter of the people, on Tuesday.
For God's sake, whose side are you on? Whose side are you on?
As Democrats were the party to support the Defund the Police movement, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham reminds Americans how Vice President Kamala Harris was bailing people out of jail that attacked the police during that time.
You know, one way to encourage political violence is to bail out people who attack the cops. The Vice President of the United States staff raised money to bail people out of jail who rioted in New York, who attacked the cops, and they went right back to crime.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Constitutional law expert Alan Dershowitz on Newsmax speaks out how the Department of Justice, Attorney General Merrick Garland, and the FBI are trampling on the Constitution again regarding President Trump.
These, after all, are prosecutors who are going through the lawyer-client privilege information. No prosecutor should ever see anything that is lawyer-client privilege. It should, of course, go to a special master. Even that raises questions, because when I talk to a client, the understanding is nothing will be made public. I go to my grave with his secrets. Let me tell you, I could make $1 billion today writing books, disclosing all the secrets my clients have told me over the years. I cannot and will not do that. Why should the Justice Department have the ability to look through lawyer-client privilege information, decide what's privileged, and then promise us that they won't reveal it with a wink and a nod to the next prosecutor at lunch? It's absurd.
32-year-old country singer Luke Bell died in Arizona earlier this month. It was announced on Tuesday. Some journalists are reporting Luke may have been suffering from mental illness at the time of his disappearance. Very little details have been released. Tucson police say Bell, who had been reported missing, was discovered near the site where he was last seen. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So that song, Street Fighting Man, was written around 1968, late 67, early 68 by the Rolling Stones, sung by lead singer Mick Jagger. And one of the lines is, quote, "Well, now, what can a poor boy do except sing for a rock and roll band? 'Cause in sleepy London town, there's just no place for a street fighting man. No." End quote. So, my take on this, and I've lived through some of these demonstrations and these riots. There were riots all over the United States in cities, and they were called the race riots. That's what I know them as. They were also called the ghetto riots. They were also termed the ghetto rebellions. They were also called the Negro riots. Those are all terms that were used. And you can look them up in Wikipedia, and you'll see all those terms. What happened was between 1964 and 1969, racism was out of control. Out of control. black people were oppressed wrongly. And there was a rebellion. There were riots. Streets were occupied by protesters, and there were a lot of fires. There were a lot of fires in major cities like New York City, Watts, Los Angeles, Newark, New Jersey, and elsewhere. And it was a dangerous time. And I know a man who's a friend of mine. He became a friend. I learned about the situation after we had become friends. As a matter of fact, he was a guy who was in the oil business. And I contacted some oil companies, and I said, you know, I want to buy oil from one company. I have some rental properties. And if you will adjust my furnace for maximum efficiency after I modified it with the equipment that I didn't have it's called the smoke test. I didn't have the equipment. If you'll do that at no charge, I will be buying oil from you exclusively. And I did. And we got talking as we did more and more business together, and I learned that he and some of his neighbors were on the rooftops during these race riots from 1964 through 1969 with rifles. And these neighbors were on the flat roofs of their city houses. You know, I'm talking about row houses. So I'm talking about row houses, 13 feet wide. One house connected to the next, you know, city block of houses. Sometimes they're called townhouses. And they were on top of their houses to defend their property against the riots because people were coming down the street burning everything in sight. And they weren't going to let it happen. So, you know, I have information from people who were there firsthand. And I remember it. I was young, but I remember it. You don't want to be there. You do not want to participate in this. So if you think that me playing that song is by the Rolling Stones, Street Fighting Man, is a call to arms, it is not. Think about this. I know people who used to come to our meetups. I thought they lost their marbles. They said things like, not all, just a couple. You know, I can't wait for this to happen. Really? This means that the supply chain will absolutely stop. Do you think UPS, the United States Mail, you know, U.S. Postal Service, you think FedEx, you think these guys are going to want to drive their trucks and deliver packages in a war zone where there's anarchy? Meaning no one's in charge? I don't like a lot of laws, but I think speed limits are a pretty good idea. And if you want to know what I'm talking about, all you have to do is go on the highway and see how crazy people drive. There need to be some rules. Doesn't mean there need to be speed traps, but there needs to be some rules. And we need to agree on them and abide by them. So when Mick Jagger said, get down, to me that means get down. That means don't participate in it. Keep your head down. Protect yourself and your family. Don't be part of the anarchy that's to come, which will be the looting and the burning and the shooting and the stabbing and the rotting flesh and the blood in the streets. Joe Biden said, it might have been yesterday, but I read about it this morning. He said, you need an F-15. He didn't make a mistake. He didn't blunder and say F-15 instead of AR-15. He meant if you're going to go to war against the United States, you need an F-15. It's crazy. It's crazy. And what was Mick Jagger talking about? Well, there were riots in England. There were 25,000 people who were protesting in England. And what were they met with? They were met with the police who were mounted. Mounted police attempted to control a crowd of 25,000. It was an ugly scenario. This is dangerous stuff, and I'm urging you not to participate in it. One more little piece to this story is, I know a broadcaster who's no longer alive. He threw me overboard before he did this, and he decided he was going to go. He said on the air that he was going to go to Washington, D.C. He had to go. He had to see what for himself what was happening on January 6th. He had to see it. He said he couldn't explain why, but he had to go. He went. He went with somebody he hardly knew. Can you imagine getting in a car and driving 1,000 miles with somebody you don't even know? Can you imagine doing that? That's nuts. Well, he said his phone didn't work. No kidding. No kidding. You know, there's a stingray, and we've been talking about the stingray for probably 10 years. It's this little portable device. The governments have it, and you just raise the antenna, you know, like a whip antenna from a walkie-talkie, an old-fashioned walkie-talkie. They raise that up, they power this thing on, and it's the new cell tower. It's the strongest cell tower in the neighborhood. And all cell towers say, oh, that's the tower, and they connect to that. Every cell phone has a unique address. They knew who was there just by doing that. They captured everybody's information, and their phones didn't work. How about that? Wonder why the phones didn't work. Because there was no cell service. Because it was taken down, and the stingray was put up. Does that make sense? This is something that you should not engage. You should not be there. Don't do it. I don't know how else to say it. Don't do it. Just take care of yourself. Grow a garden. Stay home. Stay out of the way. Keep your head down. Get down. In the old-fashioned sense of get down. Gwyneth, any comments about any of what I said?
Yeah, you're not kidding. That is exactly what it's going to be like. And you know, Archie, when he was a young man, he was involved in gangs. He was the leader of these gangs. He was the one organizing for them to go out and make war with other gangs, because he was the second in command of a gang, and they would have a fight in the street with another gang, and there would be, in his words, they would go out and they would fight and they would have swords, because this was Scotland, okay? And they would have sword fights in the streets, and they would be cutting off arms and legs and heads. And I said to him, "You're kidding me." And he said, "No, we were fighting with swords in the streets and we were cutting off arms and legs and heads." People, and you know, I don't know if people would have swords today, but they might have axes and machetes. And later on, he went and joined another, even more violent gang, and they had snipers. So from time to time, he might have found that he was the guy sitting on the roof with a gun. And this is... This is in the British Isles, okay, that this happened. And this was, once again, during the 1950s and the 1960s that this was happening. But he was made the second in command of this first gang when he was 12 years old, because he was the best fighter amongst them. And, you know, he was a prodigy of gangsterism. And, you know, when you ask him, you know, what's happening, you'd say, "I am a teetotaling pirate king." That's who I am. And he found Jesus later. He became a Christian. And he set up a mission in Fitzroy to the gangsters, the alcoholics, the drug addicts, the prostitutes, all the people that nobody else knew how to reach for Jesus Christ, and he reached them for Jesus Christ. But he could still fight, and he did Aikido, which is a Japanese martial art, and he was a brown belt in Aikido, and he could break a man's neck with two fingers of one hand. He was, and I saw him fighting on one occasion, and he was a formidable street fighter, even as an old man. He was fighting in this, he didn't start the street fight, but they attacked him. And he was fighting against people who had motorcycle chains and baseball bats, and he utterly flogged them as an old man over the age of 60. Yeah, I know it's not really, really old, but for a street fighter, that's pretty old. And but you don't want to be there. You really do not want to be there. You want to be out in the middle of the countryside. You want to be raising crops. You want to be keeping chickens. And you want to be able to defend your own property. And you want to be ready for a world that is without rule of law. But you do not want to be in the middle of town, because you may not survive. Because if somebody comes along, they may not have a Scottish sword, but they might have a machete, they might have an axe, they might have a Bowie knife or a hunting knife, they might have a dagger, and they can kill you. Or they might have, you know, they might have a small firearm, or they might have a large firearm, and they might shoot you. They might have pepper spray. They might spray it right in your face, bear spray or pepper spray, and you might go and collapse on the ground and have an anaphylactic fit and die.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, class, in the 1960s, starting around 1964, with the Harlem riot, ending around 1969, so 5 years of rioting and protesting, there were over 150 people killed. And there were over 20,000 arrests. So where were these riots? Well, in 1964, there was the Harlem riot and also the Rochester, New York riot. Then the Dixmoor race riot. Then in Philadelphia. Then in Watts, which is California. Then in 1966, that was in 64, okay, all those. 66, we went to Chicago. The West Side riots. The Waukegan riot of 66. The Dayton riot, Ohio. Hunter's Point in 66. Benton Harbor, 66. Then in the summer of 1967, there were riots in Atlanta, Boston, Buffalo, Cairo, Illinois, Cambridge, Cincinnati, Detroit, Milwaukee, Newark. That would be New Jersey. New York City, Plainfield, New Jersey, Saginaw, Michigan, and there were others. And then there was the assassination of Martin Luther King in 1968. And as a result of that, there were riots in Washington, D.C. in 1968, and then more in Chicago and Boston, I'm sorry, Baltimore, and Kansas City, that'd be Missouri, Detroit, New York, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, Trenton, New Jersey, Wilmington, that'd be Delaware, you know, where Joe hangs out, and Louisville, Kentucky. Now, the guy that I was talking about that was on the rooftop was in Wilmington. This is for real. And, you know, I don't think that there are many broadcasters who are willing to touch the third rail of anarchy. And we are doing it. And we're telling you, don't get involved. Do not get involved. It's not your job. It's not your job. And Lindsey Graham, U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham, telegraphed the message a couple days ago that there will be riots if Donald J. Trump is indicted. That's what he said. It's all over the news, right? We reported it, talked about it yesterday with Rich Sheehan. So they're saying that there will be riots. If he's indicted, you can expect what we just talked about. The supply chain will stop, or at least partially, which is... we got enough problems with it as it is. And it's not just here in the United States. There are people who are angry all over the world. And here's what's happened. What's happened is the global supply chain has covered up an amazing amount of lack of goods, lack of products, lack of raw materials, shortages. Because you can't get it from one country, you get it from another country. So it's covered all this up. Well, guess what? COVID has broken the supply chain to the point where now it's all being revealed that there is not an unlimited supply of natural gas. There's not an unlimited supply of gasoline, diesel, engine oil, additives, corn, wheat, soy, vegetable oil, semiconductors, coal, wood, finished products, partially finished products, raw materials, fertilizer, seed, hay, beef, chicken, drugs, medicine. We're finding out that it's not unlimited anymore. The good times are over. We have reached peak everything. We've reached peak everything. And it's not coming back. We've squandered our future because of the sum of all individual greed and stupidity. Stupidity is at the highest levels. We've got Congress that's as dumb as a box of rocks. And there's no bribe they're not willing to entertain. They're weak. These people are weak. They are willing to be bribed. Think about what we have in the White House right now. Do we have the best possible candidate? Do we have the best possible administration? We've got a gal that looks like a Raggedy Ann doll as the press secretary. She can't tell the truth. She doesn't know the truth. She makes $180,000 a year minimum lying to us on a serial daily basis. We're in a lot of trouble. You need to get down. You need to stay out of the way. This is going to play out. You can't stop it. You can't fix it. You can't alter it. All you can do is protect yourself and your family. You need to grow a garden now. Lance comments when we come right back. It looks like we've got a call coming in. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USA Prepares. We're all volunteers. We have no agenda other than we know that we're in a big mess, and our job that we volunteered for, all of us, is to help you get through it better than you would otherwise.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.